you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, if you haven't gotten your flu shot, you still have time and you should get one. According to local experts, the influenza season is now underway in Nebraska, Iowa, and the rest of the country.
I feel like it's
turning out to be a rough one.
I feel like it's been underway the whole time. I mean, for months now. It seems like everyone's sick.
Everyone said it's peaking, right? Right before Christmas?
They don't believe it's plateaued yet, but yeah, it struck up before Christmas, which is early for the flu. Apparently, the flu season tends to be January and February. You learn stuff all the time.
Is it good for all the kids to be sick over Christmas break? They all go back, a lot of them today.
Well, what they're concerned about is a lot of these kids will come back and bring whatever fun bugs they have from their houses with them. So it could be a whole new outbreak for kids that maybe avoided it over the holiday season. And now, you know, we'll be mingling back with each other at school. So this Nebraska's state epidemiologist said the number of cases that they're seeing is comparable to the peak numbers that they've seen in other years. And it's still going up. So that's what they're saying. It's a really active season.
So it's one of the top years is what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, but they're letting you know, still good news, you can still get a flu shot and it's not too late. It takes a couple of weeks for it to reach full effectiveness and it can provide some prevention from the get-go. So the big deal is that like with the flu, some people are saying, well, I got the flu shot and I still got the flu. Yes, you can still get the flu, but it could be a not as strong of a strain of the flu. The flu shot helps your body fight off something that could possibly sideline you for weeks or even hospitalize you. A flu shot can dwarf that down to just, you know.
All right, Mom, we get it. Quit yelling at us.
I'm sorry. It just freaks me out. Well, there have been a lot of fatalities this season.
It's just funny that you get a shot of something that it's a crap roll. It's like throwing a dice. You know?
Yes.
But they bring them to your work now, I mean, and they're free everywhere.
How do you say no?
Right. It's just, you just go do it. The shot doesn't even hurt.
No.
It's like a shot that doesn't hurt.
I know someone now who's sick, who got super sick. And the number one question was, what did you take? And they have a couple kids. Did you get the flu shot? No. I never get it.
Well, it's like, here in the building now, and they'll like shame you. If you get sick now and you didn't get the flu shot, there's quiet shame.
How dare you? Well, for sports, it's a good night for college football. Number 4, Alabama, facing number 3, Georgia. It is the big night, a college football playoff national championship game in Atlanta. This is their new stadium. They're pretty excited to show it off. They've got the national championship for college football for the next 11 years, I guess. And they're hosting the Super Bowl next year. But you can watch it on ESPN. So this is a big night for college football fans.
They're saying our new coach, Scott Frost, will be on hand.
Frost.
Part of the ESPN crew. They're going to have him do something, I'm sure.
Oh, cool.
Talk about.
He's had quite
awesome
the year.
His team was.
Well, and what do we need to do to revamp the championship series? Let more teams in.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That needs to be a discussion outside of just yelling about it, you know, at a press conference. I hope they fix that or at least improve it.
So if a team goes undefeated like them, they would get a chance to play
in
the first round. And maybe if they're an anomaly, they get blasted.
So for those of us that don't understand, how is that possible? Explain to me quickly how you can have an undefeated team like that and then
strength
not...
Strength of schedule.
Yeah. Okay, so
division.
It's weighted.
Yeah,
it's like
it goes by... You go by weekly rankings.
Okay.
So, right, you start 20th, you work your way down to number 7th just because you're undefeated. There are, you know... Some years there's other teams that are undefeated, but they play in a terrible conference and they never play anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a team that was outside of the big conferences and they went undefeated and they played some good teams and they look great. A lot of people think they might be one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, because a team like that walk out of this division like that very often. They beat a powerhouse like they did.
Never ranked high enough.
No.
Okay.
So you would have to add more teams. It was hard to get a playoff system started because... we were always bowl games and you had to add extra games and kids have to go back to school.
Right.
They always said forever we'd never be able to pull off this bowl playoff system. And so
and
far, it's
been.
Working.
Yeah, it's been only
it's
been working. A couple years,
they
though,
just want
right?
to add more. Just yeah. add more teams. Top eight or something, you know?
Well, in the pros, the matchups for the playoffs, for the NFL playoffs are all set. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think is so funny. The Falcons versus the Eagles. New Orleans Saints going up against the Minnesota Vikings. And then on the AFC side, the Jacksonville Jaguars play the Steelers in
Pittsburgh.
Was that Pittsburgh.
A Falcon sound effect?
Falcon or- Eagle.
Okay. Is it a mix?
It's like a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
How does it go one more time?
Her Falcon Eagle.
I like it.
I just love the fact that it's just birds of prey preying on one another. Of course, this is like the non-football person trying to find a way.
That's a logical question. Who would win in a fight versus a falcon and an eagle? I would assume an eagle.
I mean, an eagle's bigger, they're stronger, but a falcon, they're sharp and they're
probably
fast.
Quicker. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. They could do those blitzes and get in and out. I mean, that's what, I mean, can we please have a sideline thing?
We don't know what a Patriot versus a Titan would be. I guess that's a knight, a man in armor versus a Patriot
Titan.
Soldier.
Right.
A Steeler versus a Panther would be a Panther attacking a pipe
Panther.
Fitter.
Right.
Oh! Some guy named Gene.
I'm guessing.
And obviously when you have the New Orleans Saints versus the Vikings, I mean, the Saints are always going to win. I mean, versus Vikings.
I don't know. What are their strengths? What's the strength of a saint?
They're holy. They're blessed by God.
A Viking has a big giant axe.
Yeah, I would.
On the mascot game, the Viking.
I'm going. Yeah. I'm taking Vikings.
Well, somebody who you aren't going to be seeing at any bowl games, but still managed to have a parade for themselves, were the Cleveland Browns. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
They had a 0-16 season.
Oh, we saw it. You bet.
And
who had the parade?
Fans
though?
Had a well. The fans. The fans. Decided to have a quote-unquote parade yesterday.
Why?
3,000 people, 80 vehicles participated in the perfect season parade.
That's pretty beautiful.
Around the stadium. It was pretty fun.
Turn that frown around.
Exactly.
Everyone gets a cupcake or whatever.
Yeah.
Jeez,
they,
really?
They marched with bags over their heads. They carried signs bashing the team's front office and the owner. Oh. I mean, it was like a hate parade.
Well, I didn't know it was a hate parade. That's different. Okay.
You're like, I love it even more.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the hate parade.
Well, I'm glad it was a hate parade versus a yay. Yay
yes,
for you
I think
parade.
It was more like a tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, let's have a parade, man. We had a perfect season, a perfect losing season. Jerks.
Yeah, there's a point, though, in the in NFL that if you're that terrible and you want to lose every game.
Right, at that
it
point.
Became because you got draft. You got first round pick, you know, so...
We'll get more into this into celebrity, but last night were the 75th annual Golden Globes. The big winners of the night were sort of surprises. It wasn't the Post or Dunkirk. It ended up being Three Billboards outside Billings, Missouri. And
Frances McDormand.
Right.
Frances McDormand. I wasn't familiar with that one.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It was like this quiet little indie movie.
It's been in theaters in Omaha. It's still out.
Still is, yep.
There was buzz. It's been in theaters for a while.
Yeah, everybody who's seen it, and Lady Bird was another one that people, it was a quiet one that people are like, it was really good. So
I was excited to see Sam Rockwell one as well from that Three Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
He's a cool dude.
He is.
He's funny.
And
guy.
I did not realize that his partner was the is the lady from the actress from Talladega Nights, the hot wife.
Oh, that's
who that was. That's her. Because I was like, who is that woman? I recognized that woman. And then he said her name and I Googled it. And I was like, oh my God, she's the hot wife from Talladega Nights.
She was
the one who's like, Walker, Texas, Walker Jackson?
Yes.
That's
my sons
awesome.
Aren't losers. Exactly.
I just, every time I see people like that are surprised that we haven't seen win a big award, I get excited. And then I remind myself, yeah, but these aren't the Oscars. Like, it's still not.
It's not
and
the
then
Oscars.
I'm hoping they win the next one. So, like, seeing Sam Rockwell, I'm like, I'd love to see that guy win an
I
Oscar.
Love him. Like I know. He's like, it's so nice to be in a movie that people saw.
Yeah, I know.
He had such a good sense of humor about it.
An indie movie.
Yes.
An indie.
Yeah. So kids these days, if you are a parent of a teenager and you're worried about how sexually active they are, apparently this is the best news you could get on a Monday morning. High school students nationwide are having less sex than ever before. At least that's according to what they're telling the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Why exactly? It's a bit of a mystery to the scientists and the behavioralists who are trying to study it. They have a couple ideas, and they think part of it has to do with smartphones. That the idea that the social media aspect, kids and
that's kept them apart. You can't get pregnant on an app.
Right. I mean, they're sexting, they're doing whatever, but they're not actually hooking up.
I'm
the
curious.
Other thing is that
is that reflective in numbers, though, about like teen pregnancy?
Well, that's what's interesting. Teen pregnancy is down, too. So, but they're saying that maybe one of the things that we have been doing right is sex ed and teen pregnancy prevention programs that they're running in United States high schools are doing the trick, that we must be on to something, because they said that they don't see these same numbers in other countries that don't necessarily have our programs.
God, I just, in high school, I go back to the day, I just don't recall a whole lot of people having sex anyway. I know it's different now. In between, but that's weird to hear that. I mean, they make it.
Well, I mean, it's four long years.
Yeah, it is.
On the back end, people certainly were.
Yeah, I know a couple.
Saying by your senior year, people weren't.
No, just a couple people. Mostly, it was just making out and touching or whatever. It's not. A couple people were having sex, but they've been dating for. They're married now too. Actually,
That's neat.
Yeah, you don't really hear of. I never really did. Maybe no one just talked about it. I don't know. No one bragged about it.
Well, guys would brag. I mean, I feel like if there was, you would probably be in the crew that would talk about it, guys more than girls. I mean, I feel like girls were a lot more whisper campaign about it because there was still that sort of that double standard.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy gets it and it's like, oh my God, you're the coolest. You totally conquered that mountain. A girl does it and it's like, you are a cat.
I was terrified.
Well,
man.
There's certainly no hurry.
No. No.
I mean, honestly, God, there's no hurry to have terrible sex. Kids, that's the thing to tell you. You got your whole life ahead of you, and you got plenty of years for good stuff. And there's no hurry to have just terrible.
No, terrible sex.
Isn't that
amazing?
I almost hit now that we're old men. I mean, when I hear my buddies, tell war stories of chicks in high school, it seems creepy.
Yeah, doesn't
I mean, guys
it?
That were like, it was happening in grade school.
Oh, yeah, that is.
And they're like, well, but they were, they're describing their 14-year-old self.
Yeah.
Right.
But now it just sounds weird.
Weird and creepy, yeah.
Kids.
Like, well, how great
fumbling.
Was it? I mean.
Right.
You guys have kids. Isn't that terrible to imagine?
And I'm sure it was not. Yeah, just awful. Oh, yeah, like you said, there's no rush to have terrible
There's no
sex.
Hurry, kids. Wait.
Yeah, you can wait for it.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
It's 20 degrees outside now. Be kind of careful out there. Could have some still slick spots regardless of the temperature, right?
Yeah, watch sidewalks, man. I mean, I noticed the front of my front steps were frozen.
Yeah.
And I flew off mine last year.
Oh, that melt.
And I'm surprised I'm not in a wheelchair.
That would be terrible.
I mean, have you ever fallen down the steps?
On my butt bone. I thought I broke it once.
We had, it was I don't
paralyzing.
Know what year it was, but it was like this where we had cold and then a thaw and then the light freeze, but the sun was out and it was like the weather today and it came running out the front door of my apartment. And it is entombed in ice, and I, from the top stair, and it was, I mean, I thought of it today. I was in the middle of the air, and everything slowed down, and I thought, right as you cut yourself before the pain, you're like, I wish I could have the last 2 seconds back.
Yeah.
It was that. I was in mid-flight, and I'm like, I'm going to break at least a leg or an arm. And I landed at the bottom of the stairs. So I flew 5 feet through the air and landed.
What do you suppose?
And somehow didn't break anything. I mean, laid there for a little bit and got up fine. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm so lucky.
I know, you get scared in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Like, you're like, had that moment where you're like, you stop. And everyone's like, can't you get up? You're like, no, I'm just
assessing.
Like, I'm doing like a.
I just got up and I was fine. I mean, I was sore like the next day, but I was like, oh my God, don't ever do that again.
I've been in situations before where everything is slowed down. It's always before something bad's going to happen. What do you suppose that is? I mean, you know what I mean? I've been in a car wreck where I saw the car coming and I slowed down. Everything's, I could think normal, but everything was just slower. Is that bizarre?
They say your brain
what?
Goes into some focus. I mean, obviously it's some real stuff going down. That you know, your body's in probably panic mode. Like, yeah, this is bad.
Yes.
And it's like hyper recording. I don't know. I mean, those make indelible memories. People always explain the same thing. Everything seemed like it was in slow motion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your body goes into motion capture. It's definitely, I mean, it all happens so quickly, but it feels so slow. I slipped on the stairs once. I'd gotten, this was so stupid, I felt like the vainest woman ever. I'd gotten new boots, mm-hmm. and they were like the kind of boots that didn't have traction on the bottom, like the smooth bottom boots. And I was coming down the stairs quickly because we were like running late to go someplace. And man, it just, zoop, like, I came down on my tailbone, and there that it was that a moment where you're like, did I just shatter my body? And I bruised my tailbone, I guess,
yeah,
you can, yeah, do that,
be that
or whatever.
That,
yeah,
tail you got there.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting was awful for like the next, I don't even know how long.
Did you have to get one of those donut things?
No.
That's funny, they have those things for people that sit,
yes,
on their, that's the only reason they exist, right, is for that.
I don't know if it's that or if it's like hemorrhoids or what. I have no, I wasn't in the donut, I wasn't donut shopping. It was more bruised ego and bruised coccyx as opposed to just like the pain. It was just the, well, that was a learning lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful out there, man.
Well, Carrie Underwood, you know, just fell off the steps,
uh-huh,
fell somewhere and hurt herself. So,
yeah. Hey, what happened to Kirk Douglas? Is it, yeah, Kirk Douglas, he was on last night.
The Golden Globes.
Maybe what happened? 101 years old. 101.
That is proof there that your ears don't stop growing.
Oh, you are so going to hell.
He looks like how we all get old, man, and that face gets weird looking.
Yes.
They love bringing him out, though. Like, Hollywood, mm-hmm, loves bringing him out because he was, like, the A-list guy forever. And I think he's still mentally sharp. He just, you know, it's hard to talk at that age.
They shouldn't let him.
Strokes.
They shouldn't not let
him.
Yeah,
he had a bunch of strokes.
Yeah, he had a bunch of strokes. That's why he's in the wheelchair. I mean, so that's the thing, is he's sharp, but obviously there's been like paralysis. And
well, ever since they brought him out last night, I can't get him out of my head for some odd reason. Even when I woke up this morning, I thought about it. And
he was like, you know, everybody like works out now and is way too fit. But back then,
who's that man?
I don't think they had gyms.
No.
You know, you just had to lift phone books and do push-ups. And so, like, Kirk Douglas was, like, the fittest guy in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And so he got all the action parts and super powerful guy. So his daughter-in-law, Catherine Zeta-Jones, rolls him out in a wheelchair last night at the Globes. My question was, where's Michael Douglas's son?
I know. I don't know where the... I am waiting to find out where Michael Douglas was.
They resemble each other so much. It's, you got to do the math, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's what I was doing. I was like, well, geez, when I was 20 years ago, he was still 80, 81 years old, you know? So
you're still worried about what if your face is going to look like that. Is that what?
No. I didn't realize. I mean, I had to go down Wiki a little bit. I thought it was, I mean, this is how dark I am. I thought it was a joke. I don't know what. I just didn't get it. I understand that they're celebrating his life.
101.
101 years old, man. Holy
smokes. Well, and a lot
smokes.
Of times,
wow.
You know, this is the thing. Like, they get to a certain age, and they don't want to go on stage.
But yes.
You know,
he probably
because
did,
it's like,
you know,
you don't want to. I mean, he must want to on account of the fact that, like, when you hear other stories of like fading stars or, you know, aging celebrities, a lot of times they're like, I don't want to, I mean, this is, and so that was sort of my surprise when you saw him and you realize that he doesn't, you know, he can't speak very well.
No, he can't. Yeah.
And
I wish they would have subtitled
like
it.
It's like,
well, they're quoting
know.
Him in the news stories. And so you read the quotes and you're like, oh, I couldn't make that out. But he said, Catherine, you said it all. I worked on a speech, but I don't want to say it because I could never follow you. That's what he said.
We
probably couldn't make it out.
Yeah.
But they're bringing him out with the whole movement last night, which was out of time, right? Is that
time's
the line?
Up. Time's up.
Time's up with all the sexual harassment stuff in Hollywood and this big moment where people were speaking out. Well, he was instrumental in ending the Hollywood blacklist.
That's right. That's what they said.
Writers and directors and stuff used to get blacklisted in Hollywood for their politics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it was really ugly. And
crossed the line.
Actors used to turn each other in. And
yeah. And he would still work with people who were so and so forth called black, you know, blacklisted.
Call it out. Yeah. Where people were like, keep your mouth shut or you'll get blacklisted too. And he was somebody where they're saying when you've got power and a voice to use it.
Yeah.
The right way. instead of the wrong way, which is, do you want the part or not?
Right.
We'll do a table read in my hotel room at 11 p.m. Sans pants. How many people there last night looked like Harvey Weinstein? Like anyone who was sort of a fat husband?
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if that guy's freaking out. He kind of looks like Harvey Weinstein.
Someone's husband looked like him,
and he almost looked nervous too. Like, I'm not Harvey Weinstein.
Don't come close on my...
Yeah, yes. It was, everyone wore black, so...
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
All the ladies wore black.
What if you wanted to dress up? What if those gals had a dress laid out?
I thought of that, too. It's like, what if I wanted to wear green, because I love green, and I've been wanting to wear this dress for this moment.
Right.
You know?
Guys, it's easy. That's the one thing positive about a funeral.
We're black anyway.
Is that we don't have to think. I'm like, I got that, man. I don't even have to pick out a tie.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Game of Thrones. So last night, if you saw the Golden Globes, you saw Khaleesi and Jon Snow. They presented together. So it was Emilia Clarke and that Kit Harington.
I love Khaleesi, and I don't know. She just didn't... What's wrong?
In real life, it's just weird. She doesn't translate.
Oh, yes, she does.
Not as much.
They were doing all the circuit together. So those two are buddies.
Yeah.
They're buddies. Well, I don't know where she was on a night in New York City over the weekend, but Kit Harington was caught on video getting kicked out of a bar on Friday night. He was a little overserved.
I watched the footage, so he's just bombed.
Yes.
That's really all it is. And he's drunk guy and got into a disagreement at the pool table.
Okay. Yes.
And everybody got it out with their cell phones, so it's not really a fight. It's just...
No.
Have you ever had that drunk guy? Like, it's good footage that you want to be... You've had that drunk friend where you're like, okay, let's go. And you realize,
been that drunk friend.
Why are you speaking logic? It's like talking to a toddler. Everyone's trying to get him to calm down or stop and leave.
Right.
Yeah.
And he can't even talk.
He's like total.
You hear his British accent, but he just thinks he's been slighted.
He's like, hey.
Finally walk him out. They said he showed up later and they had to carry him out. I didn't see that footage.
But I saw the same footage you did where it's just him sort of T-Rexing.
He's loaded.
He's got good buddies. Yes. You can see the look on his buddy's face like, okay, just stop. Just stop. Don't talk to him.
You're going to be so sad when this all comes out the next day, Jon Snow.
Oh, he
which
is
it did.
Phased, man.
Well, he had to go to it. There was an awards show Saturday night.
There was
like the BAFTAs or something.
Yeah.
And he had to go with Khaleesi to one of those awards. She had to go to two different shows Saturday night. And they showed him on the red carpet. I'm like, he looked hungover.
I just want to see if you can hear.
That's him.
And people are laughing.
It's
time
says,
to go.
A princess. Winter is coming.
It's just a slow but joke.
And he's moving so slow. It's like he's in slow motion.
Sounds like Sid Vicious almost.
Man.
Like, yes. Yeah, so Kit Harington looking a lot more put together last night. Where the Golden Globes, everyone was looking and feeling their best. Seth Meyers was the host. I thought he did a great job. I thought his opening monologue was right on point. He made some really, you know, sharp jokes at the expense of people not in the room, like Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein, but obviously fair game. But he did a really nice job. The big winners for the night were a lot of surprises. Big Little Lies, the HBO miniseries. And then for motion picture, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Lady Bird. Those ended up being the two big winners of the night, which sort of surprised everyone because people went in with like Dunkirk, The Post.
Well, that's Saoirse. She won.
Oh, yes.
I thought the way they handled it with like was pretty master strokes. The way they handled this whole issue with.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the phrase, though? Where did that... Was that just
Time's
new?
Up is Time's like a up. New thing. It's like a movement, apparently. It's not just a Hollywood thing, but it's like, I guess,
a movement. Yeah, it's like all over... There's like people have been putting like artish things on New York and all over
the place.
It's
the thing after Me Too is now Time's Up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought they handled that all well. The only thing I thought was overly negative was some of the gals got up there because it was all women.
I hated that.
And browbeat the guys in the audience. I'm like, well, don't...
Beat up the
guys that are there. So Natalie Portman, it was funny, but she took a crack at the best director.
Yeah.
They came out after this really powerful, I think it was after Oprah. Oprah gave this amazing speech, and then Ron Howard and Natalie Portman had to come out after, and Ron's like, yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, now back to the show.
Right.
Now it's time for Best Director, and then it's Natalie Portman's line, and she goes, let's give it up in the all male Best Director. And then they cut to all the directors' faces, and you could tell they were all pissed.
Guillermo del Toro seemed really like, for
they went
real.
To him, all of them.
They all were.
Nolan, all of them were like, oh, I'm
it's like,
sorry.
What are you supposed to do? You got nominated.
Exactly.
It's not their fault. Like,
exactly.
It's like, you know,
it was basically Natalie going, and now all the five jerks, let's give an award to one of these five jerks because they're all men. And they all looked pissed. Like, oh, well, screw it. I mean, why am I even here?
The delivery and everything was, it was combative. It was very combative, and
I think it was a funny line.
I understand
line
where she was coming from. Exactly.
Yeah, it was
and I understand
probably
where
a funny line
from.
On paper. It didn't go over. It went over
hard.
Personal to those five.
Yes. And it wasn't. And I think the thing is that it wasn't meant to be directed at those five men. It was meant to be directed at the people from the foreign press
Absolutely.
That nominated only. Because the big thing was that everybody was talking about is that Patty Jenkins. She's the one that directed Wonder Woman, which was like the top grossing movie of the year. Everybody loved it. It got not only did it do box office gold, but it got a lot of critical acclaim. And
so
she
that
was
should
snubbed.
Have been in there.
Yeah. And people are like, how do you pass over what was the best movie, like the top movie of the year, a female director?
Yeah, I mean,
even if it's just a giveaway nomination. So that was, I think, probably the space that she was coming from. But I'm with
Batman
you.
Was,
I felt bad.
I didn't think Wonder Woman was that great.
I didn't either. And it is a character out of a comic book. I mean, these other people, those were different. I don't know. Just different, I thought. I thought Ron Howard, who was with her, by the way, just kind of chuckled.
Oh, God, poor Ron Howard, the nicest
Ron
guy.
Howard.
I mean, he's like the nicest guy. Like, gee whiz, Natalie, I really wish you wouldn't have said that.
It was kind of like a...
he's like, God, I've heard that before laugh. It's like, God, whatever.
It was like the Mike Myers, Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly what
that. Uncomfortable when they had to do the deal. And Mike Myers was like, okay, so like, let's give to the great charity. And then Kanye goes, please hate black people.
Bush. President Bush.
Bush hates black people. And Mike Myers was like, okay.
Well,
Ron was like, oh, man. That's the only note I thought. I'm like, okay, don't beat up the men in the room.
Yeah, I think that just, it played a lot harder than I think it was.
I think a lot of the gents there, guys in the audience, were glad that the show was over and were like, let's go get a drink. Yikes, can I undo my tie? And
I recorded and watched some other stuff beforehand. So I can buzz through it. But the part, what I really love about the Globes is when they go away for break and they show all the celebrities hobnobbing and talking. Mm-hmm. I wondered, who do you think would be the most popular? I thought for some reason that Justin Timberlake sitting there, that more people would talk to him. You know what I mean? And be like, I'm a super fan. I'm a huge fan. But maybe I'm wrong. I saw Kelly Clarkson when she was on the red carpet freak out because of Meryl Streep.
Oh, I'm sure you get in that room where it's like, you know, we think, oh, they all, it's like these people, some of these people have never even met each other. They've seen each other's work,
but
they've never worked together. And it's like, hey, I just want to say, like, I'm a huge fan. And you're like, really? Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Like, we're both A-listers, but we've never talked.
I'm curious, what would the Oscars do now?
I thought that was so interesting.
The Academy Award people were probably watching this show and going, okay, now what do we do?
Seth Meyers had such a good line about that. And he's like, you know, because this is sort of the beginning of the award season for the movie folk. And he's like, I feel like all the other hosts are watching me, like that first dog launched into space.
Yeah.
And it really was. I'm sure they're all like, how's he going to do? How's he going to navigate these waters? Because it is a tricky year. I mean, it is sort of that year where it's like, yikes, like, what do you say? It's obviously impacting the whole country, but Hollywood is sort of really having its dressed down moment. This is going to be a fun little treat for the new year. David Letterman is coming back from Netflix, and he's going to be doing a once a month hour long talk show with people he finds interesting. And this Friday is the premiere episode. And I guess David Letterman's going to sit down with former President Barack Obama. That's going to be his first guest when the show debuts this Friday on Netflix. And it's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Very cool. And also Netflix has picked up Comedians in Cars.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm.
Doing coffee.
Yep.
And if people have never seen those, go watch them because that's just an easy watch.
They're funny.
And there's an interview with Obama on that one. He did. Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
And they had to
ride
around the circle.
From the Eat Fit.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.